Waldorf's Fantastic Trip. Waldorf had never been so frightened. He was now the prisoner of moonrats and gremlins, who marched him off to their king, jeering and hissing. And all because he'd come to the moon looking for cheese to take home. They threw him down before their king.
"Please, let me go,"
whimpered Waldorf.
"Glob, Trodak Nakdoff," said the king.
"I'll never come back, I promise."
"Nikrop dig don?"
asked the king, but it was no good. Waldorf could not speak their language. At a sign from the king, the creatures dragged him away. They fed him some sickly soup, which tasted just like cough medicine, but he was so hungry he ate it all. Then they set him to work down a dark, damp emerald mine, digging and scratching for jewels to please their greedy king.
"I must find a way to escape," thought Waldorf.
That night, they locked him in a dingy room where the mining machines were repaired. He was so miserable he couldn't sleep a wink. But as he looked at the tools and machines, he had an idea.
I'll need some parts from this, and a bit off that, some wire from here, and a motor from there."
Waldorf worked all night, and by daybreak he'd finished. He'd built a robot to help him escape. That morning, when the creatures came to fetch him, Waldorf set the robot loose on them. It ran wild, thumping and nipping, and they scattered in all directions, squealing and shrieking. Waldorf seized his chance. Snatching a bag of precious emeralds, he raced off like the wind.
"Papa, that'll teach him a lesson!"
Waldorf ran and ran until he was out of breath. When at last he stopped, he realized to his horror that he was lost. He couldn't remember the way back to his spaceship. His memory had let him down again. Miserably, he wandered on, not noticing that some jewels had fallen through a hole in his bag.
"Squawk! Squawk!"
All at once, a strange metal bird flew down and started pecking at them.
"These are nice and crunchy. I've never tasted such beauties. Hey, you look a bit sad. What's wrong?"
Waldorf explained his problem.
"That's easy," croaked the bird. "I flew over a spaceship yesterday. Give me the rest of the jewels and I'll lead you there."
Waldorf had to agree. At last, the spaceship was in sight, and Waldorf thanked the bird for his help. Then, looking down a hill, he noticed thousands of strange plants.
"What are they?"
asked Waldorf.
"Cheese plants, of course. Everybody knows cheese plants grow on the moon."
Waldorf was delighted. His trip had not been wasted after all. With the bird's help, he loaded the spaceship until it was bursting at the seams and could hold no more. His friends would be very impressed. And thanking the bird again, he set off on the long trip home. Waldorf's friends gave him a hero's welcome. They danced, sang, and feasted on the delicious cheese from the moon. All except Waldorf. He danced and made merry. But somehow, he had suddenly gone right off the taste of cheese.